USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says it's up to lawmakers to help struggling Americans during the coronavirus pandemic. Meadows, speaking to reporters outside the White House, says there's an impasse with Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on COVID-19 aid.
Wouldn't $1.3 trillion of aid that goes largely to agreed upon and shared goals of helping people that are hurting the most, $1.3 trillion of aid she said no to. She would rather have zero and keep it at 2.2.
The granddaughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is condemning police brutality and gun violence. The 12-year-old spoke at today's March on Washington, saying her generation hopes to fulfill her grandfather's dreams of equality and justice for all. 57 years ago, King gave his speech from the same location. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I would be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Illinois teen charged with killing two Kenosha riders had his extradition hearing scheduled for Friday pushed back to September 25th. The 17-year-old faces five felony charges, including first-degree murder. The teen, among several people there to protect people's businesses that nights before had been rioted and looted. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says the death toll due to Hurricane Laura is now up to 10.
Four of those were from trees falling on homes. One individual drowned in his boat. And then we've had five carbon monoxide poisonings.
The Democratic governor saying a few big issues going forward include getting the lights on and water flowing.
There are 82 water systems that are down in Louisiana right now. That's a real problem when you have electricity and water systems down.
President Trump set to visit the area on Saturday. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID-19 has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classroom. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental level.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Support for anti-police protests and the Black Lives Matter movement have dropped among Wisconsin residents between mid-June and early August. That's according to a new poll. The Marquette Law School poll found mass protests that began in the wake of George Floyd's killings commanded a net 25 percentage point approval for the third week of June. But by the first week of August, respondents to the same poll were evenly divided, with equal numbers supporting and opposing the protests. A 25% drop in net approval. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.